Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Federal investigators are trying to figure out why several cars of a CSX freight train derailed early yesterday in Northeast Washington. Nobody was hurt, but some of those cars leaked some hazardous chemicals. And as the cleanup and investigation continue, it's going to disrupt things on the Mark Brunswick line this morning. The commuter rail service says Brunswick trains will only go in as far as Silver Spring. You'll need to take Metro the rest of the way in. Metro will honor Mark tickets today. Both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are looking to deliver knockout blows to their rivals tomorrow in the Indiana primary.
In Fort Wayne, Trump suggested he's wasting time on rivals Cruz and John Kasich, but that's what running for president means.
I didn't need this, folks. As much as I love Fort Wayne, I could be someplace else right now relaxing and doing something.
After Tuesday, it could be clear that Donald Trump will face Hillary Clinton in a general election. They're both more in attack-the-other-party mode. For Clinton, here in Indianapolis, a time to blast the GOP frontrunner's rhetoric.
This hateful talk about immigrants, about Muslims, about women. I mean, enough. Enough. That's not who we are.
Bob Costantini, Indianapolis.
And while most of us are still focused on this November, Virginia Republicans have November 2017 circled on their calendar when the state elects a new governor.
Could be an opportunity to get out of their droughts, says political analyst Stephen Farnsworth, but
no doubt about it. The Republican Party nationally and the Republican Party in Virginia is going through something of an identity crisis.
And exhibit A of that is former RNC chair Ed Gillespie taking on newly announced gubernatorial candidate Corey Stewart. Stewart's chairman of the Prince William County Board of Supervisors and Donald Trump's Virginia chairman. His door may be open a bit wider after former Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli ruled out a run.
People are tired of the Republican establishment. They're not going to have any patience for a boring, wimpy establishment guy like Ed Gillespie.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Members of Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe's so-called Children's Cabinet are heading to Virginia Beach today to discuss policies that impact the state's kids. The group will meet today to discuss goals and priorities for the rest of McAuliffe's term. Among other things, the group has focused on trying to reduce the number of students being referred to law enforcement. A weekend food bag program in Montgomery County is growing.
Close to 40% of students in the Montgomery County Public School System receive free or reduced price meals. But what about on weekends and holidays? That is where the weekend food bag program comes in. And thanks to help from the community, it'll be expanding. This is Councilmember Craig Rice.
We've seen it be so instrumental in a lot of our schools. So what we wanted to do is make sure that we double down on our investment, making sure that we can grow this program to additional schools.
The goal now is to feed an additional 1,500 students. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Detroit's ongoing financial problems have teachers protesting today. After the school district said over the weekend it won't have enough money to continue paying teachers this summer, the teachers' union asked instructors to call in sick today. May Day protests in Seattle turned ugly.
Police using flashbang grenades to disperse crowds after clashes broke out following a peaceful march over worker and immigrant rights. Police say they arrested at least 9 people, with some of the crowd throwing rocks, flares, bricks, and even Molotov cocktails. Seattle Mayor Ed Murray.
We had a small group of individuals who engaged in violent behavior, and the police responded appropriately.
5 officers were hurt, but none seriously. Meanwhile, in Los Angeles, hundreds of May Day marchers took to the streets saying they want a better life for immigrants. I'm Joe Ramsey.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,774, the NASDAQ at 47,75. Sports, the Nats win in St. Louis, the O's lose at home. Caps, Penguins game 3 tonight in Pittsburgh, as the Caps will be without defenseman Brooks Orpik, suspended 3 games for a late hit in game 2. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Depend on WMAL for the latest on traffic.
Roundabout, where you're going to find delays, but we'll get you around.
Each morning, Jamie Whitten gives you everything you need to know. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5.
That'll get you around the problem.
Mornings on WMAL.
The biggest expense homeowners face today is exterior maintenance, and you have to do it over and over. How would you like to never paint or re-side your home again? Well, now you can with Rhino Shield. Hi, Rick Mariano. It's a unique 3-coat system that looks like rich premium quality paint, 12 to 15 times thicker, and is guaranteed for 25 years against chipping, cracking, and peeling. A 3-coat system that waterproofs wood, stucco, brick, vinyl, and steel siding. Rhino Shield protects your home and even your business protects against moisture, damaging rays of the sun, and you'll even save on energy. And RhinoShield comes in literally thousands of designer colors. If you like the look of beautiful, thick, rich paint, a 25-year warranty, and price is important to you, call now to take advantage of our spring special and save up to 20% off or 1 year same as cash financing. Call RhinoShield now, 844-RHINO-80. That's 844-RHINO-80. Or visit us at CoatRhinoShield.com. That's CoatRhinoShield.com. RhinoShield!
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Bethesda Beltway crash on the outer loop at 355. Looks like they now have everything just a few moments ago over to the shoulder. But boy, delays as you come through Silver Spring. In fact, we're almost in a continuous backup out of College Park for that heavy morning commute. Wet pavement, foggy conditions too, so extra time needed. 270 out of Frederick, stop and go to get you past 109, had an accident along the way. That has been cleared. Take you on the 32 through West Friendship as you're coming southbound, south of I-70 for an accident. Puts the pressure on 32 just off of 70. Now, Virginia, the Beltway, trying to get in through Tyson's. Crash cleanup continues on the inner loop before 66, but it's only confined down to, looks like, one left lane. Crowded at the scene of the crash, but I'm looking at delays right near 236 Little River Turnpike toward I-66. No problems to report as we make our travels on 66. The volume accident investigation continues on the inner loop at Eisenhower Avenue along the right side. If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. And in minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software, clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's my CleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy skies with some fog and drizzle. Slight chance for showers and storms. We'll get up to around 80. Thunderstorms early tonight and then occasional rain late. Some storms may be severe, low 60. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 56 in Stafford, 54 in Waldorf, 55 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by MyCleanPC.com. The Ringling Brothers Circus Elephants perform for the final time. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105. 5.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, legal analyst Joe DeGeneva. And again, there are new developments in the Hillary email investigation. At 7:35, Ken Cuccinelli, he led the effort in Virginia to gather up delegates for Ted Cruz and was pretty successful at it. He'll explain what's going on with that. And then at 8:35, we'll recap the highlights and the lowlights from the White House Correspondents' Dinner with Washington Post columnist Emily Heil. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
There's an interesting case coming out of California, and it still goes to this larger question of your private information on your phone and the government being able to compel you to unlock that phone. We saw the fight over the FBI and Apple trying to get some ability to hack into the San Bernardino terrorist iPhone, right? You remember that? Mm-hmm. Well, there's also a story about an Armenian gang member, the girlfriend of an Armenian gang member, again, out of Southern California, where authorities got a search warrant forcing this girlfriend to press her finger against an iPhone and allow the government to get all of the information that's on that iPhone. Now, this is a rare thing. It doesn't happen all the time. And there is a U.S. Supreme Court case right now that's held the police can search a phone if they've got a valid warrant, and they can compel a person to provide physical evidence, such as fingerprints, without a judge's permission. But this is the first time that the government's tried to compel you to use that fingerprint to unlock the phone. And many legal experts are saying, well, this rises to the level of a Fifth Amendment violation. This is self-incrimination. You're forcing a person to physically go and provide all of this potentially incriminating information by giving you the keys to the kingdom, all of that stuff that should be potentially stored privately on your phone. Now, let's be clear here. This is not a a, you know, ticking time bomb situation where there could be information on an iPhone that links directly to a potential terror attack.
Right.
That's what we saw in San Bernardino, and I think that a lot of people said, listen, the FBI thinks that there's information on there about another attack, an imminent attack. This is not that. This is evidence that will be used in the court of law in a prosecution. And I want to know from you, 888-630-9625, do you think the government should be able to use your fingerprints and force you to physically unlock a phone if you've got it locked and it's your private information? 888-630-WMAL. How is that not a violation of the Fifth Amendment? My gut here tells me, and I'd love to hear from a constitutional expert, a legal expert. Maybe we can ask Joe DeGeneva. He's a legal expert at 705 about this. Listen, I want the government to be able to get the bad guys, but I also know that these things can be abused. And to me, this looks like a violation of the Fifth Amendment. How is this not self-incrimination? It sure looks like it to me. This is not about stopping a potential crime from happening. It's not about stopping a disaster. It's about getting information so that you can prosecute a criminal, and to force someone to have to use a finger to open a phone if they wish not to, that seems like a breach. You tell me, 888-630-WMAL.
Well, this is very interesting case. I mean, first of all, you know, if you're arrested, you have to give your fingerprints up. I mean, you don't even have to have a judge's requirement that you do that. That's just the law. I mean, the Supreme Court has ruled on this in the past. You get arrested, they have a right to take your fingerprints as evidence in any case in which they're bringing charges against you. Okay, so there's that. But this goes a step further. To take your fingerprints, the physical prints on your hand, to open up your phone. Apparently, they're making the case that it would be okay. However, there's a very interesting case out of 2014, out of the Commonwealth of Virginia, actually, that says that, you know, fingerprints are not okay if you want somebody to open their phone. But, get this, they can't compel you to give you the passcode. In other words, if you don't use fingerprints, you just use the passcode. Apparently, according to that ruling, they can't do it. Well, I think that it's the same ought to apply to your fingerprints. Your fingerprints are giving them as evidence to say, for example, okay, I've been arrested for a crime, and you take my fingerprints and you put them in records so you can run them and find out if I've been involved in any other crimes, or compare that to evidence you gather at the scene. Well, that's okay. That's good and fine. That's different than saying, here are your fingerprints to open your phone so we can get information to use against you. That's very different, and I think that the court will come down looking at that process the same way they look at the idea of being forced to give your passcode to open your phone, and I think they'll say no.
All right, what do you think? Jacob and Harper's Ferry, we'll start with you. Should the government be allowed to compel you to provide your fingerprint to unlock a phone?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
I don't see how it's any different than the government compelling you to give DNA. I mean, it's still self-discrimination. Just like you said, they're going to, if they compel you to give DNA, it's quite possible that they're going to use that to convict you, should you have left DNA behind. And to tell you the truth, it's only a matter of a couple of years with the 3D printers that once they have your fingerprint, they're going to be able to print a little piece of your fingerprint to be able to open your phone anyways without you having to provide your fingerprint.
But the fingerprint you provide if you get arrested is for identification purposes, not to unlock information that can then be used against you.
Right, but the court can tell you to give up your DNA, and therefore, once you do that, if you've left DNA behind, yourself, you know, it's the same thing,
right?
Correct?
How is it different? Understand something. See, this woman that's in question is not the suspect. She has information that's on a phone. There could be other things on the phone as well. They're compelling her to open this phone, and it could implicate her, but right now she's not a target. Now, that's not necessarily the same thing as gathering DNA information from somebody who is a suspect or who is a person of interest, is it?
No, but they can compel a witness to testify as well. I don't see the problem with it.
Okay. All right.
I mean, and maybe I'm... Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just don't see a problem with it.
Right. Okay. I totally get it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lisa in Adamstown. What about you, Lisa? Do you see this as a problem to force you to use a fingerprint to unlock a storage device?
No, I really don't. And I don't see the difference between if you have a search warrant going into somebody's private property to gather evidence, and I think a phone is the same thing.
Well, let me read from the article here, and maybe this is from the Los Angeles Times, who's been following this, and maybe this will enlighten you. Law enforcement routinely obtain search warrants to examine property or monitor telecommunications, even swab inside an inmate's mouth of DNA. But fingerprints have long remained in the class of evidence that doesn't require a warrant. See, all those other things require a warrant. They want your fingerprint without a warrant.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought about that.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Lisa. Well, that's the thing. This opens up a whole conundrum of issues that are constitutional, and we're trying to have this great life with all of this data and all this information and keep our stuff private. Yet at the same time, well, law enforcement sees all that private information as stuff that's imminently attainable so that people can, you know, they can use it against either you or other people to prosecute the law.
Well,
what do you think?
More of your calls straight ahead right now, 6:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's get you or try to get you around the Maryland Beltway through Silver Spring into Bethesda. We've had three separate accidents already. This is just the start of the rush hour. The latest one near University Boulevard was along the left side. This is now in the backups that begin at I-95 and take you in through to Bethesda. Heading into town in on 50 BW Parkway to DC 295, it's just been about the volume. Virginia Beltway seeing some improvement. We have additional lanes open on the inner loop right near Eisenhower Avenue. They've been doing an investigation from an overnight crash. Watch still for the activity along the right side. It's the arrow boards that are there, and that's the distraction right now. Then trying to get through Annandale towards 66. The crash up ahead before you get to 66, still blocking the left lane. 66, it's been about the volume only, and we like that for sure. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A forecast calls, well, let's just be honest for you. It's a lot of rain this week. Carry an umbrella all the way through Friday. So today, fog and drizzle, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high of 80. Tonight, thunderstorms early, occasional rain late. And some of the storms tonight may be severe. Tomorrow, light rain and a high of 67. Wednesday, thunderstorm, 68. Thursday, periods of rain, 63. Friday, rain, 63. Currently in the nation's capital, 55 degrees. It is now 6:17 on WMAL.
Does your home have plumbing problems? Call McCarthy Services for our spring plumbing specials. Water heater flushes for only $49, $99 drain cleanings, or $50 off any general plumbing repair. Visit McCarthyHomeservices.com.
Talking about a case out of Los Angeles, it's another one in these cases where the government wants to open up a cell phone and they want to compel somebody from giving up their fingerprint. Now, as Brian mentioned, there's a case out of Virginia that sets some precedent that says that they can't compel a person to give a password for a phone because that's something that's in your mind. It's in your head.
Yeah, that's right. A passcode would not be required, but they say that fingerprints would be required. I think it's very interesting.
It is. How about Mike in Fairfax? You're next up on WMAL. Go ahead, Mike.
Hello, Mike.
All right, let's go with Jim in the district. Jim, you're on WMAL. Go, Jim.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. No, I agree with it. I don't see anything wrong. In the past, they were able to open up your diary and see your personal writings. It's just changing technology. It's what they have to do.
But I guess the difference here, and I understand, Jim, like let's say you put your diary in a safe. They couldn't compel you to give the code, the combination to the safe, but they could just, you know, bust the safe open. So it wasn't a big deal, right? Well, here they can't compel you to give the combination to your phone, but they can't bust the phone open because you can't get into the phone.
Apples and oranges. You can never how are you going to compel anybody to say, I need to know what's in your mind? So that's out of the question anyway.
Right.
The thing is, you take the finger, you put it on there, and it opens. If you don't want someone to look into your phone, you don't put your fingerprint on there. Put a passcode.
All right. Well, and that's probably what criminals will start doing, and other people, if they learn that this is the situation.
I mean, the fingerprint thing is so handy because, you know, you can do so many things just by giving it your thumb. You don't have to go through that process of punching in the code. You can buy things on the Apple iPhone just by giving it your fingerprint. It's connected to your credit card. So, I mean, there are very handy reasons to use your fingerprint, but, I mean, I guess you're right. If you got something to hide, then you better not have the fingerprint set as the way to open your phone.
Bob in Alexandria, you're next up on WMAL. Should the government be allowed to make you use your fingerprint to open a phone?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. You're on, Bob.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, Bob, go ahead. All right.
Let's go to Lenny in Manassas. Lenny, you're on WMAL. Go ahead, Lenny.
Hey, Lenny, good morning.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
We're doing good. What do you think?
Good. I would say if someone is arrested and they had probable cause to arrest them, therefore a court or a judge will need a search warrant to get in the phone, which you could be able to get compelled to get into a phone if you have probable cause, if they've already been arrested.
Yeah, and listen, in this case, it's not someone who's been arrested, and they don't have a warrant. They don't have probable cause for a warrant, they claim, according to this case out of Los Angeles. But here's the interesting thing. So, like, if you had a passcode, Lenny, are you a lawyer?
No, but I was a federal agent for 30 years.
All right, and you watch a lot of Law & Order, and that's really all that we care about, frankly. So Lenny, they can't compel you to give a passcode, okay, because you can't force someone to speak or to disclose what's in your mind. But they can make you put your finger on something.
I believe that should
be right? Should that be the case?
Well,
the end result is the same.
Yeah, but as you same thing as talking about the put something in the safe in your home. Well, if you go into a house and you have a search warrant, then you're going to get in that safe, whether or not they give you the combination or not.
Right,
phone. Is, if you conduct an investigation, you may end up with a subpoena or a grand jury subpoena, which would compel you to open your phone.
No, I get that. I totally get that. But the only way to open a phone is for you to physically actually, do something. Put your finger on the sensor. Why is it unconstitutional to force somebody to give up the combination? Well, because you're forcing them to open this up by revealing something in their mind. But it's okay to, the end result is you're still going to get this stuff. The only difference is instead of compelling them to reveal what's in their mind, you're compelling them to put their finger on a thing. You're still able to get the information that is going to be self-incriminating. To me, that's a violation of the Fifth.
No, I don't. I think with the advancement of technology, and it's just another way to get something.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen.
I wonder what would happen if somebody's like unconscious in a hospital, and you want to open their phone, and you just take their phone and press it against there. Is that legal? I mean, there's
without them giving any consent, without any sort of it's a tangled thing.
All right.
We continue with your calls on this in just a moment. Plus, traffic and weather coming up in just 3 minutes.
It is 6:22.
The WMAL Spring Special lets Molly Maid do a thorough spring cleaning of your home at select Molly Maid locations. Contact Molly Maid in Fairfax, Loudoun, Stafford, Prince William, Fredericksburg, and Fauquier counties. WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
Do you wish the bags under your eyes would go away? Well, stop wishing about it. You look in the mirror every day and you see the bags and the puffiness around your eyes. You don't like it. You didn't used to look that way. Well, do something about it. Get some Genucel. And, check this out. Introducing the Genucel Mother's Day Super Sale. Now, Genucel, of course, is a state-of-the-art plant stem cell treatment from Chamonix. It targets the bags and puffiness under the eyes, and it works for men and women with remarkable results. You know that already. And you know that you'll see results in the first 12 hours of your money back with the instant effects from Genucel. I love it. I use it. Well, now, here's something you might not know. During the Chamonix Mother's Day sale, Chamonix is going to double your order for free. And it gets better. If you call now, Chamonix is also going to throw in one of their best-selling processes. It's called La Sance. It's a neck treatment, and that's for free. Nothing works better for the sensitive skin on the neck area, and it's yours for free if you try Genucel today. All right, call them now. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. This Mother's Day sale is not going to last forever. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
My name is Barbara.
Cliff.
Teresa.
And I have breast cancer.
Prostate cancer.
Colon cancer.
But thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, I have so much more.
I have confidence in the most advanced cancer care.
I have options, like the latest research and state-of-the-art technology.
And I have a team, cancer specialists who don't just treat cancer, but my cancer.
The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network has Washington's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute and some of the most renowned cancer specialists using the latest treatment options to treat even the most complex cases.
I may have cancer,
But thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network,
I also have hope.
To make an appointment, call 855-546-1158. That's 855-546-1158. The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, joining forces to conquer cancer.
Far, far away lies a place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected. No one orders from this warehouse, but oh, does it deliver. Random accidents and liabilities to small businesses all day long. But fear not. When the unexpected strikes, The Hartford can help your business prevail. Ask your agent for The Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
It is 6:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In a busy morning, but I'll start with some good news here. On the Virginia Beltway, accident investigation has completed interloop near Eisenhower Avenue, and I'm only seeing a couple vehicles left on the right shoulder. And quickly, that pace improving as you come across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. So in each direction there, much better. For 95, big delays coming north out of Stafford toward Aquia, north of 17 Falmouth is in the backups where we have a crash. Dale City to Woodbridge, slow, 66 the volume. And on the inner loop of the Beltway as you approach I-66, that's where crews were trying to clear that crash, trying to get it all confined to the left shoulder, but you're still going to see a bit of activity. They're definitely blocking the left lane. The arrow board's still there, and the right lane of the express lanes. Again, inner loop before you get to I-66. Jammed is the Beltway leaving College Park into Bethesda. We've had three separate accidents on that stretch of the Beltway. You should find lanes now open. Traffic update brought to you by Here Maps. It's the free app that comes with voice-guided car navigation, live traffic, roadwork updates, public transit map schedules, and all the info you need to keep you moving on your commute. Learn more at here.com/move. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy skies with some fog and drizzle, slight chance for showers and storms. We get up to around 80. Thunderstorms early tonight, and then occasional rain late. Some storms may be severe, low 60. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 55 degrees. It is 6:27 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Would it be a violation of your Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination for the government to force you to use your fingerprint to open a phone? Kevin in the district, you're next up on WMAL. What do you think, Kevin?
Gentlemen, good morning. I agree with you, Larry. If once you get into that phone, there are so many things that are in cell phones today with these smartphones. Financials, pictures, text messages. Once you give that over, I mean, it's going to come to a point where an officer can pull you over and say, I saw you on your phone. Let me get into it. There are so many things that can be opened up with cell phones today. They may not even be looking at you, but if they get in there, well, now, all of a sudden, they are looking at you for some reason.
It is a wealth of information. I mean, you got your text messages, you got your emails, you got your GPS information, you got your whole search history is there. I mean, it's so much information that is very personal. It is a very different kind of device, and it's sort of changing the way we look at things when it comes to gathering evidence.
Yeah, we'll ask Joe DeGeneva at 705. He's one of those lawyer people. He knows these things.
He is what we call a legal analyst.
It's 6:28 on WMAO.
I'm Chris Plant. You've heard me talk about my dentist, Dr. Wayne Miles of Smiles by Miles. And now he has a free offer. Let's meet Dr. Miles.
Hi, I'm Dr. Wayne Miles, and Chris is actually a patient of mine. I realize going to the dentist can be difficult for some, and I respect that. It often leads to numerous problems, pain, and emergencies, as well as an unattractive smile. I can help you reverse years of problems and neglect comfortably in one or two visits with sedation dentistry. You sleep during the procedure and have virtually no memory of it. So join the thousands of others and call us to get your mouth healthy and back to looking great like you deserve.
Dr. Miles voted among Northern Virginia's top dentists and voted best dental office and rest in Virginia. Call now and get a free exam and free x-rays, normally $311. This offer is good for the first 12 callers at 703-925-0800 or visit smilesbymiles.com. That's smilesbymiles.com.
It's people time. Everywhere fighting pain right where it hurts with Zim's Max Freeze. Here's Clint from Texas.
I
train protection and service dogs, I wind up with sore muscles, sore joints, and that's where Zims really pays off for me.
Zims Max Freeze takes on pain with the 1-2 punch of naturally based pain-relieving ingredients combined with the power of proven science.
Try Zims because Zims is the one product that I've tried that works. I can vouch for it. It does work.
Take on pain with the 1-2 punch of nature and science with Zims Max Freeze. Available at stores everywhere.
The National Mall, a place for the country to coalesce. Washington's Mall, WMAL, a place where Washington comes together.
How about that?
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Well, Ringling Brothers has said no more pachyderms at their circus. The last performance with elephants was last night. Will you go to a circus that doesn't have elements? We'll take your call. Elephants, not elements. Elephants. We'll take your calls coming up in just a moment, 6:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Service on the MART commuter rail services Brunswick line has been disrupted today by yesterday's CSX derailment in northeast Washington. Nobody was hurt yesterday, but several cars left the tracks near the Rhode Island Avenue Metro Station. Some of those cars leaked hazardous chemicals. For today, Mark says the Brunswick line trains will stop in Silver Spring. You'll need to take Metro the rest of the way in. It's 57 winner-take-most delegates in Indiana's Republican primary tomorrow, and those 57 could make or break Donald Trump's chances of securing a majority of the delegates of the convention. So Ted Cruz is campaigning hard in Indiana.
It's a last stand, perhaps, for Ted Cruz in the effort to derail Donald Trump. In LaPorte, Indiana, Cruz, at a rally hosted by conservative talk personality Glenn Beck, mocking Trump's changing conservative positions.
Or is there a steady guiding North Star that you know that you know that you know what they believe and where they stand?
Real Clear Politics average of polls has Trump up here by just 4%, while an NBC News Wall Street Journal Marist poll of Indiana Republicans shows as high as a 15-point lead for Trump. Bob Costantini, Indianapolis.
The rhetoric on the campaign trail has never been sharper as the candidates prepare for the Indiana primary.
After a weekend that saw violence at Donald Trump rallies, Hillary Clinton blames his rhetoric.
When you divide people against one another, you don't know what's going to happen.
She says he'd take the country backwards.
We can't let all the hard work and progress we've achieved over the last 7.5 years be torn away.
Trump is ready to face her as well.
And then we can focus on crooked Hillary. Please, let's focus on Hillary.
But Trump didn't tone it down.
We can't continue to allow China to rape our country, and that's what they're doing.
I'm Kim Hutcherson.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,774, the NASDAQ at 47,75. Sports, the Nationals complete the 3-game sweep of the Cardinals, the White Sox beat the Orioles, and the Caps will be without defenseman Brooks Orpik for Game 3 tonight. He's suspended for a late hit in Game 2. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Lacombe Design. Springtime is here, and you know what that means. Baseball is back. The grills come out and the burgers go on. Wrong! It means it's roofing season. More people replace their roofs in spring than any other time. Think about it. If the cold winter didn't finish off your roof, then maybe the rainy days ahead will. Now is the time. Having a successful spring is imperative to making 2016 another huge year for New Lacombe Design. If we don't have a strong spring, our whole year can fall flat on its face. To make certain that doesn't happen, I'm offering discounts on roofing. 30, 40, even 50% off your entire project. New Look is challenging the notion that you get what you pay for. Premium products, premium service, for less money. That's our philosophy. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Get more, pay less.
What comes before the first kiss or the first I love you? Well, the first date, of course, and every relationship starts with an introduction. That's where the first date specialists at It's Just Lunch come in. Here's how it works. You'll meet with your matchmaker. Mine was Kim, and she was awesome. You'll sit down, she'll get to know you, and find out exactly what you're looking for in a dating partner. Then, she'll hand-select quality matches from the It's Just Lunch exclusive membership base. She'll pre-screen those matches. She'll handle the logistics, even book the reservations. It's an absolute piece of cake. Why overcomplicate things with online dating services? Ditch your laptop for a tabletop. I can tell you firsthand, you'll meet some great people and you'll go on some quality dates. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today. Be dating tomorrow.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit Inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
Lorenzo Cain.
Bouncer towards the middle and a base hit. And it's a 1-1 game.
Has the ring. Bryce Harper.
Harper to right field.
Has the hardware.
See you later.
World champs versus out of this world. Catch everything. Nationals, Royals. The series starts tonight at 7:30 on Messing.
Ain't baseball great?
6:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Off to a bit of a rough start here. Virginia Beltway leaving Springfield toward Tyson. Still accident activity before you get to the exit for I-66. Stay right to get by. A lot going on. You'll see the arrow boards and help at the scene. North on 95, we are still jammed through Stafford toward Aquia. North of 17, Falmouth as crews take care of that crash. Then from Dumfries across the Occoquan, slowing. 66, haven't had any incidents reported along the way. Same story with the Greenway and Toll Road, just some of that volume forming. Now for Maryland, 95, delays just south of the ICC, and this is to join onto that slow Beltway stretch heading in toward Bethesda. We've had three separate accidents on the Beltway this morning. All three of those have been cleared. Baltimore-Washington Parkway just hung up each direction of Laurel. George Washington Parkway has been incident-free. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Under cloudy skies, some fog and drizzle to go along with the clouds. Slight chance for showers and storms, high around 80. Storms early tonight, some could be severe. Rain late night, low 60. Light rain early tomorrow. Showers for the afternoon, maybe some thunder, high 67. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 in Haymarket, 55 in Bethesda, 55 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
It is 6:37 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. 7:05, Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst, will join us. 7:35, Ken Cuccinelli, former Attorney General of Virginia, talk about the delegate strategy for Ted Cruz and what happened in Virginia over the weekend. And then at 8:35, Emily Heil of the Washington Post talk about the big Washington White House correspondents' dinner last night. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus, featuring a lot of cool stuff, including elephants. Well, sadly, no more. There'll be no more elephants at the Ringling Brothers Circus. The last performance of the elephants was last night in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. They brought out the elephants. They were named Mabel, April, Asia, Luna, and Tonka. They went through all of their routines. They even stood on their head. The elephants did. That's what they do. They stand on their head. That's the big deal, where the elephants stand on their head. And the kids loved it. And this is the last time that Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey Circus, will have elephants in its performance. Because, well, the animal people, the PETA people, local and state regulations have made it very difficult for them to go some places and have the elephants perform. And they have succumbed to the pressure. They have decided that the elephants are no longer going to be a part of their show. The elephants are being retired to an elephant farm somewhere where they'll live out their days, but there'll be no more elephant performances.
Look out! Look out! Be
Pink elephants on parade.
None of
here
that,
they
no.
come, hippity hoppity.
So is this a good thing or is this a bad thing? Would you actually go to a circus that doesn't have elephants? Is this something that would cause you to say, you know what? If they're not going to have elephants, that really was sort of the big deal for me. I'm not going to really go. I mean, sure, you still have those scary clowns, those creepy clowns, you know, they go out there and they got their little horn.
Very frightening.
And
wait
you know,
a second.
That has...
Brian, is this what you play when you're on your unicycle?
The creepy clown music, that's right. And they got their little horns going,
you know.
And there you go. And
we have new listeners joining us on Mornings on the Mall on a regular basis, and they might not know that you are an accomplished unicyclist.
I indeed can ride a unicycle.
These circus topics are very near and dear to your heart.
Well, I've never actually performed my unicycle riding feats in public, but yes, I can ride a unicycle.
I think we need to get you to do that for some donations to the Fisher House.
But what about getting back to the elephants? What about, what about the elephants? I'm just asking, is this a big deal to you? Look, I mean, I remember the last time I saw the elephants, I was working down at Fox News, and the elephants would come in on a train, and they would walk them down the street to, I guess it was the Verizon Center, I think.
That was where, the big parade.
Yeah,
they
the
do
big
that
parade.
Every town they go to, the
and
circus
we actually,
parade.
We all stopped what we were doing. And we ran into the conference room down on one end of the building, and we watched the elephants go by. And it was a big deal. And I've been to the Barnum & Bailey Circus. I've seen the elephants. I think it's pretty good. Now, that said, I also love the Cirque du Soleil, and there are no elephants or any animal acts whatsoever. So I guess I would go to a circus if it was entertaining, but I sort of decry this. I mean, this is a lot like them saying you can't have the killer whales perform it at SeaWorld anymore. I mean, this is the effort of activists who are changing the way we look at these things, and they're having some success, I would say.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So, listen. If the question is, would you go to a circus if there weren't any animals? You just answered the question. Yes, I would, and I have many, many times. So, if millions and millions and millions of people around the world, it's called Cirque du Soleil. Cirque du Soleil, a French Canadian group, reinvented what we know the circus to be, or what we always knew the circus to be. And I love that. I embrace a creative movement to actually update what had been, let's face it, kind of the same old business model and entertainment model for, well, about 100 years. That form of circus, the big circus with all the animals and the three rings, didn't change much since the turn of the last century. So, that's a great thing. But I'm with you. I hate the fact that this has had to be eliminated because of activists. Activists have given it such a bad name. Well, there is no... I've looked at these things. I know that there's a lot of people out there who believe the animals are abused and that it's a bad thing for them and all that stuff. I'm not convinced on that. I don't think training animals necessarily by definition means that you're abusing animals. But you know what? I don't like that they were forced to stop doing this, but I'll be honest with you. I haven't been to a big circus like this in decades.
Really?
And I don't get it. It's not that. They come across as schmaltzy. They come across as just kind of weird. And in terms of the animal acts, I mean, if I want to see a beautiful elephant or a beautiful tiger or lion and all the other, the big cats that they have at the circus, I'd rather just go to the zoo.
But you see, that's
and watch them chilling out.
Here's the thing, Larry. That's next. Because these animal activists are incremental. I mean, first of all, they don't want you to wear furs. You know, you can't wear furs. And then they don't want you to do, they don't want you to wear leather, and they don't want you to eat meat. They don't want you to have animal shows down at the SeaWorld or have elephants at the circus. The next step is the zoo. I mean, this is the way they work. They never give up. They're constantly pushing for the next thing. And so, you know, I really do fear. You say you want to go to the zoo to see the animals. I think a day is coming because of these people where you won't be able to go to the zoo.
I have no doubt about that. You're absolutely right, and I fear it too.
Now, what about Alan in Fredericksburg? You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, gentlemen. First, I'd like to preface this by saying I disagree with everything that PETA does and almost everything they stand for, except in the extreme cases where there is and they can prove direct animal abuse.
Right.
We know that some circus animals have been abused. Years ago, they brought out circus animals. They toured the country. It was for educational purposes as well as entertainment. But now with the zoos as big as they are and as big as the cages are for some zoos, especially with the internet, I don't really see the purpose for a lot of animal acts. If they are sincere, they're not hurting their animals. then I'd say fine, let them continue to have their animals and train them. But if you as PETA can prove that they're harming the animals and they're abusing them, then you have a...
Nobody's in favor of animal abuse. PETA's suggestion is that by definition, if you have an animal in captivity and you're training them, then you're abusing them. I just want you to know that I am so against PETA, Brian, that for the record, I still wear my leather hat with the fur trim, my pimp hat.
Yeah.
I still wear that around on a regular basis.
No, I just thought that was a fashion choice. I didn't know that that was...
No,
I
do it for political purposes. It is a political statement.
It's 644.
L-O-L.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I won't argue with that.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Spring is in the air, summer's around the corner, and the rent-estate season is in full bloom. You heard me, rent-estate. Did you know you can cash in on your home by renting it? Renter's Warehouse, D.C.'s experts in leasing and property management, is ready to help. Here's a fact. The number of renters rose by 2 million last year. Can I say that again? The number of renters rose by 2 million last year. The demand for rentals is soaring. There you go. So there's your demand. Now, what about the supply? Well, you've got the supply. But here's the deal. To make rent-a-state really work, to really make it work, this whole, you know, renting your property out, you got to have experts on your side. Renter's Warehouse, this is what they do. If you're already a landlord, by the way, you can free up your life by handing over the keys and headaches to Renter's Warehouse. They're property management pros who can help you find the perfect renter in just 17 days on average, and then they're going to manage your property 24/7 for just $80 a month. It's just an easy, fast, and worry-free way to rent your property. So don't wait. Call them now. Get a free rent price analysis to find out what your home will rent for. Call Renter's Warehouse, 202-625-4370. These guys are great. 202-625-4370. Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent-a-state.
It's time. The time when players become legends. When moments last forever. The Stanley Cup Playoffs on NBC, NBCSN, CNBC, and USA. Don't miss a moment.
It is now 6:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Virginia Beltway cleared as the crash on the interloop at I-66. Literally, I just watched the last two emergency units leave the scene of the accidents. I know you're happy about that, but you're sitting in these delays here as you come off of I-95. So definitely the volume with us, 95 and around toward 66. On 95, jammed still through Stafford toward Aquia. Had the crash north of 17 Falmouth, the crews are still dealing with. Heading to the Wilson Bridge out of Maryland before you get to St. Barnabas Road. Then 295 toward the Naval Research Lab. Did a double check here on Route 4 past Woodyard and Dower House Road. Extremely slow. Crews say nope, they're not working. Any problems there? Just a heavy rush hour for a lot with some of that wet pavement and foggy conditions too. Outer loop near New Hampshire Avenue crash along the right side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little fog and drizzle to go along with the clouds. Slight chance for showers and storms. We'll get up to around 80. Thunderstorms early tonight. Some could be severe. Then the occasional rain late. Low 60. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 56 degrees at 647.
Yep. And who doesn't want to be a cowboy? And most dreams and aspirations and fantasies about what a cowboy is like in American culture come from the movies, right? And if you think of a movie cowboy, well, you think John Wayne, the quintessential American cowboy,
Duke,
right?
You bet, of course.
Well, John Wayne has been in the news recently because a couple of states are battling and debating about whether they should have an honorary John Wayne Day. You know, Brian, it's these things happen all the time. These state legislatures, they pass a proclamation and nobody debates about it. And
that's
they say, okay,
right,
we're going to honor John Wayne today, and then tomorrow we'll honor, you know, Paul McCartney or whoever. Well, in California, this became a big deal. In California, they wanted to have a special John Wayne Day, and these liberals, these Democrats, said, oh, we can't do that.
Why?
Can't do that because he's racist, because John Wayne was a racist. Apparently, he said some things back in the 60s and 70s that he was a member of the John Birch Society. He was in favor of the anti-communist House Un-American Activities Committee, so they didn't like that. But then he gave an interview to Playboy, 1971, and he said, and I'm quoting, and I listen, I don't know the whole context, I'm just quoting you based on what the AP is reporting here. He says, I believe in white supremacy until the blacks are educated to a point of responsibility. I don't believe in giving authority and positions of leadership and judgment to irresponsible people. And they're citing that as, in some way, John Wayne's entire career, that he is in some way racist. Okay, so that's California. They rejected it. They said, yeah, yeah, we're not going to do anything on this. We'll take it up next year. Really courageous move there. So what does Texas do? Texas jumps in there and says, are you kidding me? We'll honor the Duke. And Texas has now said that he is an honorary Texan. Mm. John Wayne, an honorary Texan. And it's because of his great acting career. I mean, he delivered lines like this.
I'll get going. Take it easy.
See, right there, that's immortal. But, Brian, you're a real Texan. Are you okay with somebody? He's a Hoosier. This guy's a Midwesterner. He was in Indiana. He grew up, and then he lived in California his entire adult life. Can a Californian be a Texan?
Well, there's an old saying in Texas that to become a Texan, you basically, all you have to do is wear out one pair of boots in the state. If you wear out a pair of boots, you can claim to be a Texan. I'm proud, as you may know, to have actually been born and raised in Texas, so that makes me, a full-fledged Texan. But, if the Duke wants to be an honorary Texan, I'm okay with that.
I mean, if that's
what they decide, I'm good with it.
You know, and I've heard so much about the travails of filming The Alamo, the film The Alamo that John Wayne directed and was in charge of, that I'm guessing he wore out quite a few boots during that filming. So, John Wayne, we salute you on WMAO.
It is now 6:50.
You better wipe that smile off your face or I'll do it for you.
Does your timeshare feel like that late-night infomercial product you couldn't resist? Promises not delivered on, pricing too good to be true? Well, lucky for you, you don't have to live with that decision for the rest of your life. Call Timeshare Exit Team. Timeshare Exit Team, the consumer protection company that will get you out of your timeshare legitimately. They don't buy or sell or donate timeshares. Those tactics still leave you liable. Instead, they negotiate with the resorts to get you out safely, legitimately, and forever. I vetted Timeshare Exit Team. I trust them. Schedule your appointment today. With offices right here in Towson and Arlington, you'll sit down with them face-to-face and go over your specific situation. They have a 100% guarantee that they will get you out or give you a complete refund. Visit TimeshareExitTeam.com or call 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM. That's 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM or TimeshareExitTeam.com.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. I know you're worried. The markets are dizzying. The election is nerve-wracking. Everything from terrorism to Zika makes life, well, downright scary. But you know what? You're still going to retire one day. Uh-oh, did I just scare you a little more? I don't mean to. And in fact, we might even be able to fix it for you. With some proper financial planning, you actually get to feel better, gain some control over your life, focused on where you're headed with a solid plan for getting you there. Call me at Edelman Financial Services and let my colleagues and me help you fulfill your aspirations. Let you retire in comfort and financial security, care for aging parents, help out the kids and grandkids. We'll help you create a plan to achieve all your financial goals. Just call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
All right, let's check and see how your money's doing. From the news desk at CNBC, here's Courtney Reagan.
Good morning. Stocks are coming off their third winning month in a row, and we could see a positive start to May. Stock futures point to a higher open today. Halliburton and Baker Hughes have called off their planned $28 billion merger. U.S. and European regulators said their combination would hurt competition in the oil services industry, which would lead to higher prices. Yahoo CEO Marissa Mayer could soon be a rich woman. Papers filed Friday with the government show Mayer would get a $55 million paycheck if she's fired without cause or if Yahoo is sold. Quaker Oats is being sued for $5 million after traces of a pesticide were found in some of its oatmeal. Starbucks is being sued for putting too much ice in its cold drinks, which means customers get less liquid than they pay for. And Disney's Jungle Book earned another $42 million as the top movie this weekend. The live-action remake has now earned $648 million worldwide. I'm Courtney Reagan, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
You know, Mother's Day is this coming weekend, 6 days away. There's no one quite like your mom. You need to surprise your mom with something unexpected, a gift as unique as she is. I'm talking about Sherry's Berries. Right now, get Sherry's Berries freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping, or double the berries for just $10 more. And this is an exclusive offer for my listeners. Here's how you get the deal. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner, type in my name, Brian Wilson, Brian with an I, Wilson, and you get the deal. Berries are dipped in milk white and dark chocolatey goodness. They got all kinds of toppings, chocolate chips, nuts, and their signature drizzle. And there's only one way to get this amazing deal. Freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99, or double the berries for just $10 more. An exclusive offer for my listeners only when you use the special secret code, which is my name, Brian Wilson. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner at berries.com. That's berries.com. A limited time offer. Mother's Day is this weekend. Make sure to order now. Alternatively, you can pick up the phone and call 866-FRUIT-02. It is now 6:55 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, out of Frederick. Nobody gets by the crash right now. South on 270, right as you head into Frederick, right across the Monocacy. And in fact, oh, they're going to let the shoulder get by. It looks like so. Southbound 270, right as you pass 85. The right shoulder is getting by, but this is slowly. So as you come off of 70 and 15, watch for delays quickly growing. Now, beyond have delays through Germantown, Rockville, and onto the 270 spur. Outer loop of the Beltway between College Park and Silver Spring toward Connecticut Avenue, heavy this morning. The latest incident was outer loop near New Hampshire Avenue. Virginia Beltway bunched up in Annandale toward Tyson's, but the crash, inner loop at 66, now cleared. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy, some fog and drizzle this morning. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, but a high ultimately of 80 degrees today. Tonight, thunderstorms early, occasional rain late. A few storms could be severe. A low of 60 tomorrow. Light rain. A high of 67. Basically rain throughout the entire week. But currently in the nation's capital, the temperature is 56 degrees. It is now 6:57.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I cannot believe that I'm actually a queen.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
So, you want your air ducts cleaned.
Coupon for $59 duct cleaning. I thought it was a good deal.
Until... Wow! Whoa! Seven on Your Side troubleshooter Horace Holmes goes undercover looking for dirt.
Putting air duct companies to the test.
And what he found out...
is a dirty business, and you have to be careful.
...could help save you money. Before you cash in that cleaning coupon, watch the great Seven on Your Side duct cleaning test. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11 after Castle.
Now, something to think about.
with Mike Rogers.
Peaceful protest is a time-honored event in America. Keyword, peaceful. As my mother used to say, your free speech ends with the end of your fist touching the beginning of my nose. That's exactly what appeared to have happened last week at a Trump rally in California. Damaged police cars and some 17 arrests. Doesn't sound peaceful to me. I never understood the argument that violence is okay to shut down someone you disagree with. You don't have to like Trump or any other politician running for office, but showing up with violence on your mind is no way to win an argument. One 19-year-old protester told the LA Times that they could do things peacefully and do things a little different, but if they did, they wouldn't get their voice heard. That's a dangerous understanding of politics, I would say. You have plenty of ways to get heard in the political process in the United States. Getting arrested and attacking police cars is to be heard by only one, the judge. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
People everywhere are fighting pain right where it hurts with Zim's Max Freeze. Here's Clint from Texas.
I train protection and service dogs. I wind up with sore muscles, sore joints, and that's where Zim's really pays off for me.
Zim's Max Freeze takes on pain with the 1-2 punch of naturally based pain-relieving ingredients combined with the power of proven science.
Try Zim's because Zim's is the one product that I've tried that works. I can vouch for it. It does work.
Take on pain with the 1-2 punch of nature and science with Zim's Max Freeze. Available at stores everywhere.
It's time. The time when players become legends. When moments last forever. The Stanley Cup Playoffs on NBC, NBCSN, CNBC, and USA. Don't miss a moment.
Coming up on WMAL.
Ken Cuccinelli of Virginia is heading up Ted Cruz's delegate strategy. We'll ask him what happened in the Commonwealth over the weekend that has the Texas senator smiling.
And in just a few moments, we'll be joined by legal analyst Joe DeGeneva. It is 7 o'clock. In